see many of you this morning brings great joy to me. The news I always hear of St. Anna's is always a good one, of your growth and of your peace and of your love. Today's gospel is a beautiful one because today we also celebrate the first Sunday after Pentecost, which Pentecost was the birthday of the church and the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. But today is the first Sunday after that, and we celebrate all the saints. Those are not only the saints of the Old Testament or the Old World, all the saints throughout the world, from every corner of the world, from all parts, east, west, north, south, Europe, Asia, Africa, America, and the south, or the east, in Jerusalem. Today, the saints are very important to us. This parish chose one of the most beautiful of all saints, St. Anna, the mother of the Theotokos. And as I said once before, I'll say it again. When I heard that the name was given to this mission at the time, as it became a parish, your patron saint became St. Anna, the mother of our blessed Theotokos. Beautiful icon. There she carries within her, on her lap, her beloved daughter, who became the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the queen of all saints, which we celebrate with joy, with honor, with love, and with devotion, because she brought to us her beloved son, who we know that from the cross he gave her to all of us. She gave him to us, to her apostles. But yet, from the beginning, our Lord in today's Gospels reminds us of all the righteous, all those who picked up their cross and followed after him with joy, with pride, without fear. I mean, look around us. Look at all our icons that we have of many saints. Look at the icons that we have on the walls of all the saints whom we commemorate of all the Orthodox parishes here in Salt Lake City and in Utah. What joy. We all have saints. We're all named after a specific saint who was given to us when we were baptized. And we venerate that very person, that very symbol, that very man or woman or child who loved God and who died for him, who gave up their life. Today in the Middle East, as we know, we still have new saints. We have 40 new saints who are martyred and who were put to death by ISIS that the church today commemorates. Last year, we were blessed in Denver to have a commission of an icon of the 40 new martyrs. And their names were placed behind the icon. And one of our state congressmen went to the Middle East and found the families of these new saints and presented them an icon to each family with the name of each of their members who died. What joy they felt when they received the icons. Because they now know they have in their family someone who sacrificed for the faith. Being a Christian is not an easy thing. It requires us to profess our faith as Orthodox Christians, to carry our cross. We heard most of this during our holy season of Lent. If you wish to follow me, pick up your cross. We constantly hear that. I constantly preach, if you wear a cross around your neck, don't hide it, show it. Be proud of it. Let the world outside of you and around you know that you are a Christian, a follower of the Nazarene, a follower of Jesus Christ, the first who were called Christians in Antioch, the first followers. It didn't end there. It continued. It continues to this very day. We never know who's going to be a saint, because we have many of them. Just in the past year, some of our own hierarchs were declared saints. We just had last year one of our beloved archbishops, whose remains were opened, and they found that his body was perfectly intact. And he was reburied in crypt with the intentions, with the hope that one day he also will be glorified and placed upon the altars. I met him many years ago. Very pious archbishop. Archbishop Dimitri. He had a prayerful life. He had a very, very simple life. And when you spoke to him, you were always in awe. He had a good sense of humor. But he showed us how to love God. He carried his cross. He went through many trials and tribulations as a bishop. But he was firm. He was vigilant. And he professed the promise he made when he became a bishop, to love the Lord his God with his whole heart, with his whole mind, with his whole soul, and with his whole body. My favorite saints come from Hawaii. And they're not Orthodox, they're Roman Catholic. My favorite is Father Damien of Molokai, who gave his life for the lepers, who sacrificed for them, who lived among them, and who became a victim of leprosy himself. Mother Miriam, who served him, who also was declared a saint just in the last year. So Hawaii is proud to say, even in the Pacific, we have two saints. Saints don't have to be Orthodox or Catholic. We all can be saints if we strive for perfection, if we strive to understand the mysteries of God, if we strive to adapt it in our lives and to love unceasingly all those who love us and for those who hate us. Believe me, a lot of people say, Father, you're so saintly. I go, me? No. I don't think so. But yet, they see something that's saintly in me as I see in every one of you. You cried out for your faith a few years ago. You wanted God back in your lives. You wanted your church back. By the grace of God, you got it back. And you're flourishing. You're flourishing like the palm tree. You're becoming beautiful. You're becoming like the saints. You're learning to love the church. You're serving the church. You're taking care of God's church, His temple. And as we celebrate Pentecost and we called upon the Holy Spirit to come down upon the apostles, the Holy Spirit has descended upon you, this church. And the promise that He will be the comforter. As Christ said, go out into the world and preach the good news that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who loves mankind. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to redeem us, to give us the graces, the gifts of the church. He gave us the sacraments. The greatest of gift He gave us was His precious body and blood from the altar. So today is a beautiful day. Today is All Saints' Day. And we celebrate it with great joy. So when you return to your homes, light a little candelia or a little candle in front of your patron saint's icon. And ask them to pray for you and to keep you safe, honorable, and healthy, and to intercede in your behalf, not only for yourselves, but for your wives, your husbands, your children, and for the world, the troubled world we live in, that the Holy Spirit will bring peace back to mankind. Yes, when we speak of peace, we're always ready for war. This is written in Scripture. But it doesn't mean we cannot beg God to have mercy upon us, to give us peace, love, and grace. He gave us our saints. He allowed us to be able to follow them as examples. We have books. We have many things that allows us to find God. And I also will acknowledge before man, I will give up my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, all that I have. If I love God, I will take up my cross and follow Him. This is what today's gospel is all about. And for my name's sake, you will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first. Pray for me as I pray for you. My journeys, as much as I would love to retire and go back home for good, His Eminence keeps on saying no. So I then tried to say, I want to go on a retreat to our monastery in Texas in front of the monks. He said, no. So I keep on reminding him, until death do we part. not casting any aspersions. And I'm being very careful how I say that because I might be the first to go. But the joy to know that I'm serving the church as best as I know how. Now, I no longer am taking care of Cheyenne, Wyoming, the parish that I also started, which lost its priest after 2 years. I brought back peace again, stability, and this month they will have their new priest. And they're overwhelmed. When I arrived, the joy that they had was, whew, Father Ambrose, you're back. I said, no, I'm only here for a short time. But I showed them love. As the very love that you show me, I show to you. His Eminence is a little jealous. Because every time he comes and visits you, he comes back and he says, I don't know what you did there. They never say, how are you, Your Eminence? They always say, how's Father Ambrose? When is he coming back? We sure love to see him. Well, Father Anthony heard that loud and clear, so he's on his vacation. And, of course, he went to my home state. So I sent him a little note, text, have a happy vacation in my home state. Thank you a lot. So I know he's having fun. I'm now serving in Wichita, Kansas. I go there twice a month. I ask for your prayers because my parish is a very, very small parish. It is called Holy Trinity. Don't ask me why all the churches that name Holy Trinity have an issue. But I am the recipient of a Holy Trinity. And we have 25 to 30 stewards who are keeping the doors open. I've got the momentum. After so many years, no cross on the building. Must be a Greek thing. They'd never thought about putting a cross on the building. We have a cross on the building. My next project is there's no cornerstone. We're having a cornerstone being put up. Then I said, we need curtains on the sanctuary doors, as the beautiful ones you have here. Someone donated curtains for the sanctuary. I have my way, as you all know. I know how to beg, okay? So I just look at something and I go, isn't it a shame? It's there. I get it. And the beauty of the fact that this mission, this parish is not a mission, it's a church. The numbers are rising slowly. People are coming back home. It's going to be a long journey. I went there just for one Sunday. It's been now 1 year. And it looks like I have my task. And once again, Your Eminence, I said one Sunday. But you do such a good job, Father Ambrose. Okay, well, I'm going to try, but I need prayers. I need support. And prayer is one of the greatest supports that I can get. Financially, we're keeping the doors open. We need more stewards. I use that term, stewards. That is what's keeping this church here going. Don't forget your stewardship. Make sure you're vigilant on that. Take care of your church because that is the funds that keep your doors open. keep things running. I don't get a salary from them. They take care of me. They give me what they can. And I'm very grateful. There's no great demands, but they do take care of me. On Palm Sunday, I collapsed. I thought, well, here we go again. As many of you have seen me many times, have issues here when I got sick. I ended up in the hospital for the day, and I was given a scare that I had cancer. Well, once again, why me, why not? When I'm ready. Well, I found out I don't have cancer. Thank God for that. So that means he's going to work me a little bit harder. And I think my plans at the church are not going to end, continue for a long, long time. But that doesn't mean I'm not coming back to visit. I'll be back next month, right? Fishing tour? It only takes fish to get me back here, right? See what our Lord used? Fish and bread. And yes, everyone was fed, everyone was happy. Well, I'll be back again, and I say, pray for my good health, pray for my church, pray for my parish. Pray for the people who are sacrificing. It is very important that we also pray for one another. Love unconditionally. Don't judge others unless you judge yourself. Pray for our sister parishes. Pray for the new priest at Holy Trinity. He's got his hands full. He's got his hands full. But I believe he may be a good choice that we've placed here in Utah. But he also will need all of our prayers. Pray that he will be able to bring peace back into the parish of Holy Trinity and Prophet Elias, which we all hold very dearly, so that we can honor the saints, the prophet Elias, and honor and adore the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and restore back order into God's holy kingdom. Prayer. Pray unceasingly. And I don't know how much more to say. Pray, pray, pray. But don't worry. Don't worry. God will take care of all of us. All right? God bless you all. And I look forward to seeing you in the parish hall after liturgy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.